So graduate workers in GEO are earning under 18,000. Non-tenure track faculty are earning 45,000. Building service workers make around 30,000. Food service workers in the range of 30 to 40,000. Whereas starting police officers make 60,000 plus overtime, lieutenants make 115,000, and the director of the Police Training Institute makes $150,000. Overall, the university spends more than $8 million on public safety, which includes policing, and $300,000 on the Police Training Institute, whereas it only spends $20,000 on the Counseling Center, $1 million on the African American Studies Department, and we can kind of see how the trend is going there. So one of the major things that we're trying to do right now is develop a people's budget where representatives from labor unions and the people on campus actually get to have more of a direct democratic say in how the university's money is spent. And so we're all working right together right now actually to analyze the budget and to find where the university's priorities are and where our priorities are. And so we're looking at things like how can we take money that's going to the police and put that money into, again, into funding Black students, faculty, and programs. We're looking at all of the money right now that is going to banks because the university has taken out debt and it has to pay back interest on that debt. And again, how that money is going toward profit instead of people. We're looking at administrative salaries and how there are people sitting comfortably in their offices making over $500,000, making decisions that are going to directly impact people's lives who could actually get sick and die from COVID. And so we're really trying to take power back into the hands of the people and to really make the university more of a democratic space.
And part of that work, again, to kind of echo what Chelsea was saying about the potential antagonistic with the boss, I think we like to think about it as kind of like a form of tough love. Like sometimes, there can be struggle, and you need that struggle because sometimes someone like the people who are running the institution, the higher institution, they don't quite recognize exactly what's in their best interest. Sometimes all people, all institutions, they don't know exactly what's best for them. So part of our work, we like to think about it as helping them to understand what's in all of our best interest. Because again, sometimes it's very hard. Institutions are complex, they're very dynamic, they're very large. So a lot of times, all institutions need organizations like the different labor unions, like the GEO, to really elevate the voices of the people in the community. And so as part of this work, of course, the GEO is bargaining on two separate things right now. Now it comes a little to the brass tacks of what we've been working on. We've been bargaining with the university over increasing the minimum wage for all graduate workers. Right now, UIUC pays in the bottom third-ish of all the Big Ten universities. So it pays much less for their graduate workers than the University of Michigan pay. I think just off the top of my head, I should have prepared these numbers, but I think they pay UIUC graduate workers about more than 20% less than Michigan pays their graduate workers. They pay the graduate workers more than five, I think about 8% less than University of Wisconsin pays their graduate workers. They pay less than the University of Iowa. So right now, graduate workers at UIUC are underpaid compared to other universities. And of course, if the university didn't have an organization like GEO to continue trying to elevate the wages, they would let themselves pay under the market rate, under what they should be paying for their workers. At the same time, there's a whole team bargaining the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. They're really pushing to have the university pay for a tech subsidy for all the graduate workers. Part of this is because of the pandemic, the university shifted online, and all the graduate workers had to start doing most to all of their work online. And as a result, it's been a huge burden on a lot of our members and all the graduate workers, not only the ones that that GEO represents, including a lot of the students and the community. So again, this is a larger issue. And so people from the bargaining team have been encouraging, and now I want to make a little shout out for social media. Any graduate workers who are listening right now, please post an image of your work from home setup and estimate how much it costs you to work from home right now. And you can link it as a hashtag, TechSubsidyNow, or Our Risk, Our Choice. We're inviting everybody to show your voice that that the university should protect the health and safety of their workers and let the workers who are taking the risk make the choice. So again, this is, it's not only in the best interest of graduate workers, it's in the best interest of the university. And again, that's part of our work to build support networks, build solidarity, and really try to think with everybody's needs together.
Yeah, I think that's all that we had for our presentation, but does anyone have any questions for us?
Well, thanks for that presentation. Let me go ahead and offer and unmute to our audience members out there. If anyone needs help unmuting, just write in the chat dialogue. We'll get you online. And let me just take a moment to again thank station manager DJ BJ Clark for keeping this on the airwaves. And a shout out to our listeners there. This was a fantastic presentation. Thank you very much for all the details and insight into the organization and the way that you work with other groups at the university and on behalf of workers throughout the university and on behalf of the university's own interests. I think they owe you a big thanks, whether they're aware of that or not.
Thanks, Keith. Do you have any questions for us? Or is there something that we brought up that you'd like to discuss for the last few minutes that we have?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about this issue of the workers who are in charge of going in and cleaning the buildings for the places that will be operational. What was the starting point for that? When did you realize this was happening? Did they contact you, or was it some kind of internal memo? You realized this was happening and went to them? And I guess that's part of a more general question, which is when you do work with other organizations at the university, what's the starting point for that? What's the point of communication between GEO and the other organizations?
That's a good question. Thank you. So with this particular issue, we found out through someone that we meet with through the Campus Labor Coalition, who works with the building service workers in SEIU. And he shared that they were going to be protesting. This was around July 20th, protesting that day at Kirby and Oak outside. And so a bunch of GEO members just went out and supported them. And that's actually how I learned more, was I went out to support them and I got to meet some of the building service workers there, and I asked them about what was going on. And I kind of heard different people of different concerns. Some people just wanted, they wanted their old shifts back. They didn't want to be forced into this late night shift that would go until 9 p.m. and wouldn't let them see their families. And other workers wanted more than that. They wanted hazard pay as well. They wanted other protections during COVID. So I think showing up in solidarity is really important for finding out that kind of information and talking directly to workers. Although we do have a very nice avenue, which is the Campus Labor Coalition, where we meet regularly. And there are representatives of most workers on campus. in that campus labor coalition. So I would say that's our regular avenue for keeping up to date. But in terms of crises, I think it's kind of, you get an update from someone, you show up, you talk to people. Do you have anything else to add about that, Adrian?
Yeah, I think to elaborate on what you're saying about our work with the Campus Labor Coalition, and it's kind of an interesting question, Keith, because there are starting points to actions, but as far as I can tell, as I'm thinking about it, there aren't starting points to solidarity and support networks. So solidarity and support networks, it's something that you are always adding to. Maybe you could think about it as like a sourdough starter or something like that. You might make your bread like once a week, and you might say, well, where's the starting point to the bread? Well, the starting point to the bread was the sourdough starter, but the sourdough starter is always going. Mm-hmm. So with our work with the Campus Labor Coalition, we're always reaching out to them. They are always reaching out to us. With CCARC, that's a newer organization. But as soon as they came up, we started being in communication. So of course, we do as best we can. We're not like, we don't have our fingers in every single pie. You know, we don't have the greatest sourdough starter. You know, we're all just doing the best we can with the time we have and the energy we have. But the starting point to all of our work is kind of this continuous effort toward solidarity, continuous effort towards support, calling people, emailing people, meeting people, going out to protests, speaking with people, and also just creating this space where people can speak with us and we can speak with them. And I think without this real nurtured space, any of the other small activities that come off, any of the, you know, the loaves of bread that get created, they're not going to be created, because they all come from this real foundation of support. And I think that's, again, what we wanted to emphasize, is the continuous work toward foundational support. And that's part of the mutual aid effort, is that the mutual aid support network has to be in place so that when someone has a need, it can be addressed. Otherwise, there's no foundation to build from.
Mm-hmm. And Chelsea, thank you for sharing that link. Draws attention to a protest in support of building service workers and campus workers and students on August 29. Go ahead, everyone there in the audience, click on that Facebook link so you can hook yourself up with that and put it as a reminder and be there. We appreciate hearing about everything going on there, and we want to stay in contact too. I think we need to make sure that the IMC is in a constant dialogue with you all about the things that are going on there and questioning how we can be part of that network as well. I think there's some questions coming up in the chat box, but I wanted to ask one related one. You're talking about, you know, nurturing support networks and how you have to have this, you know, ongoing communication. And I wonder how you do that with your main constituency, because the graduate students and graduate employees, right there, it's, you know, people with dual identities, right? And it's an extremely busy and daunting time. People are trying to do their studies. They're trying to do their research. They're working. The university is large. You have people in different schools, and then goes down from there, departments. So how does the graduate employee organization keep the main constituency involved in the organization with all the different hats and struggles that each of them face individually?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's definitely something that we haven't perfected and are still working on, but we do have a robust committee structure. And so we have a lot of different committees that people can join as soon as they get involved into the GEO. And one of those is the Solidarity Committee. And we have a really strong Solidarity Committee. And that's one of the ways that we bring people into the organization and build solidarity with other organizations are through those connections that, people are building through that committee. And it's also kind of a way to bring people in who are very busy and aren't sure how to get involved and kind of divide labor among many people. So it's not just, you know, one or two people doing all of this work. And I would also say organizing is really important to that too, and building on the issues that people already care about. Because even, you know, being as busy as we are, I think we all have issues that we're passionate about and that we care about in the world. And so finding a way to get involved in something where we can address those, I think really builds upon those passions that people have coming and the reasons why a lot of people want to be teachers and why they want to do research. What do you think, Adrian?
Yeah, I think you addressed a lot of the really important work that everybody's been doing. It's basically just thinking about all the different means of communication and then trying to build on those as best we can with as much time and energy as we have. So, of course, there's a solidarity committee, there's meetings, all the different committees have their meetings regularly. We send out emails, we call people, we talk to people on the phone, we send out texts. Back before COVID, we would go out and meet people. We would go around to places where graduate workers are working, and we would talk to them and we would ask them, you know, how they're doing, you know, what's up? What's going on? You know, how's your work been? Like, what's going on for you? Like, how are things? So that was a huge part of it. What we call them office visits. So we'd run office visits. In addition to the Solidarity Committee, there's another really important committee. It's called Stewards. The name isn't as important as what they do. They organize kind of leading members of the graduate worker community in all the different departments who know everybody in their departments and try to stay as much in constant contact as they can. So they're like small friend networks. You could think about them as small colleague worker networks where people can be in constant contact. Because of course, with thousands of teaching assistants, thousands of graduate assistants, the small amount of officers and leaders in the graduate employee organization can't, there's no way that this small group can really cover all the bases. So it really comes down to building connections through all means possible, talking, calling, email, everything, and really trying to keep open modes of communication and being available to listen.
Well, one other comment, Karen Medina, IMC board president, is drawing attention to the work that the GEO Solidarity Committee does outside of the university around town. And you drew attention to the role of GEO in CCARC, Champaign County Anti-Racist Coalition. That is, you know, clearly showing the organization reaching out to groups throughout the county. But Karen also mentions that committee members were extremely instrumental in a lot of research around stopping the expansion of county jail. Can you take a moment to reflect on some of the solidarity you've shown to struggles outside of the university, but in the community around the county?
I think I would want to give a shout out to Austin, actually, in this moment. I see that Austin is a participant and he is one of the co-chairs for the Solidarity Committee. And a lot of that work that was done either because of him or by him or with him or by his side in some way, along with Lena, who's the other co-chair, and so many of the GEO members who are with that committee. So definitely if there's any work that's being done, and this is really the basic to this, the basic foundation to the support network is all the work's being done by someone. And a lot of times it's not being done by Chelsea and me. It's done by so many people like Austin, like Lena, like everybody in the Solidarity Committee, like everybody in the Stewards Committee. There's so many of these committees and organizations who are all trying to, sorry, not organizations, committees that are working on their own. And of course we are trying to coordinate our efforts so that we can do our best by our graduate workers and do our best by the community and do our best by the IMC. Again, really the foundation to our efforts is trying to look out for the needs of all and trying to brainstorm how to meet those needs so that everybody can feel supported and live fulfilling lives. Chelsea, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, no, I would second Adrian, because again, this being a member-run organization, and again, you know, having so much to do, I think it's really essential that, you know, all the different members in GEO are playing a different role, an important role in the different functions that we have, one of them definitely being community engagement. In terms of the jail expansion, I think a lot of our members showed up to some of the meetings that the county was having addressing it and gave public comments. And as well as Karen mentioned, helped out with research with that as well. So that's what we're doing a lot of times as research assistants, is we're helping out with research on different things. And that's one way that we can use our skills as graduate students. I think working again towards those issues that we are passionate about in the community. And yeah, I think there's a lot of examples like that GEO has been a part of, and it's just been members, you know, taking initiative and building solidarity between the GEO and these different community efforts that are happening.
Yeah, because at the core, it's, you know, we're graduate workers and we also live in the community. We also care about people. We care about the community. So a lot of these community efforts seem to kind of come naturally from everybody's interest and care in each other and the places where they live and the places where they work. That's again, the real at the heart of a lot of the GEO efforts.
Mm-hmm. Right. And right before this meeting, a bunch of GEO members were in the Urbana City Council meeting, you know, calling for getting cops out of schools, defunding police, more accountability for police unions, all those kinds of things. So our members are very active, and I'm very proud to be a part of an organization that engages with the community like that.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I'm proud to see everybody's work every day. Yeah, it's really inspiring.
That's a big part of our community here as well. Every time Urbana City Council has to shift something over to Wednesday night, we're all trying to zoom in two different places at the same time, and the skills we have learned. Yeah. Austin did a shout out back to you all. Thanks for the recognition, but he wants to turn some of that praise back to you two again. And we have people here saying, yeah, they just came over from the city council meeting. Yeah, and good job, GEO, learning some new things. Absolutely. It's been fun, you know, being in contact with you all before. I was involved in the unionization struggle as well at Columbia University. And so I have my own history in graduate employee organizing. But I learned a lot from you all tonight. This was really a fantastic presentation. Thanks for being with us. And again, from Karen, GEO rocks. So I would second that, absolutely. Anybody else want to jump in with a question? I can unmute some microphones. I mean, we're having a great conversation here between us, but we're happy to hear from everyone else. Well, maybe with that, we say thank you for joining us and good night. And we look forward to the next time we're working together on something.
Thank you, Keith. And I'd also like to add, even if you didn't have a question tonight or a comment, like we were talking about, we're building solidarity support networks, and anybody who wants to reach out later, we will be, of course, listening to the community and potentially to something that you're involved in. And if you want to reach out to us, please do. You can look us up online, Facebook, Twitter, kind of the works, or reach out to Keith maybe and ask for our contact information. And we can be in contact in the future. Yeah, it's been a pleasure to be on.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a pleasure. So big round of applause in the chat window. Everybody's throwing love. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Have a good one. Thanks for coming on.
You too.